Alright, so you're here. It's a spring backfest with your host, Bigfoot Holmes. We ain't gonna do nothing shady, nothing stupid anymore today. We're just gonna get right into it. We're gonna go down and line up with this something. We're gonna do something. Great day, great day. I'm here early now, you know. Just shove it. Shove it. And I went to the bar and got drunk. Yeah, that's what cool men do. Hey, they told me I'm no good because I'm a felon, so it doesn't matter. But I might as well go to the bar and get drunk, right? Thank you. Thank you. Smarter than everybody there, but that's cool, man. That's cool. Greatness. Greatness. So shove that up your ass and kiss it. Because that's cool. Can't drive a car. Can't drive a car for $11 an hour because you're not good enough. Well, that's craziness, man. Who's... What state am I... Where am I living? I don't know. I don't know. It's not in America that I know where you get second chances at things. But apparently this is where you're communist and they just think you're horrible because they're freaking scum-ass bitches. Yeah, I said it. I don't give a shit. Friggin' take me down. I don't give a shit. I might as well go back to jail. At least it was fun. At least I got to work out for free. Yeah, that's true. Because I gave... How am I going to afford membership in my gym? Nobody wants to hire the guy. He sucks. All he does is pick winners. But that's cool. I don't even care about that shit. I care about the fact I can't drive a car for $11 an hour. Oh, wait, also, you can't do that job, basically giving people the jobs because you're a felon. You suck. You stay down at the bottom and you clean toilets for the rest of your life because you're a loser. Oh, and then if we find somebody better, we'll just kick you off that toilet. And you can just go live on the streets. Live on the streets! Oh, but you can't even do that in Grand Rapids because they took that away. You can't even live on the streets even though that's where these freaking scumbags put you. You don't think you're a felon? You look at yourself in the mirror and you tell me you've never done a felony. You probably have. You punch somebody in the face once, it's probably a felony. They started out as one now. They say, that's a felony. That's a felony. We got a fist fight. I hit him. I was better. We happened to be in public. Oh, well, geez. That's a felony. Oh, it is? Well, I bet you grew up like that too, didn't you, little Nimrods? I don't give a shit. Don't. Keep playing with me, too. Keep playing with me, MMO. MMA Guru, keep playing a little musical. He's at Home Depot today. He's at the Home Depot on his musical playing his little games. Okay, little fat bitch. Well, what happened to him anyway? Did he really get hurt? Because I highly doubt he got hurt. If he meets me, he will get hurt. And that backstory will become a reality. Well, is that a felony? I said it. Did I say it? I said it. Now it's a felony, too. Go look it up. Send it to the FBI. Have them come and get me, because that's probably you're probably living in some kind of sovereign state or something weird. I don't know if I say anything weird to this guru guy. He'll probably throw a felony at me, because it's like some kind of, you can't do it to him. I don't know. That's federal. That's federal crimes here in the United States. Can't talk to people like that. They're sovereign. they live on their own, man. They make their own laws, make their own rules, and you offended them. Now we gotta do something about it. Did that make any sense? Probably not. Does I give a shit? No, not at all. Hey, bad guy. I apologize, because I don't know what the hell this whole thing was about. If he's calling Jan Blachowicz a little whip and a bitch and a guy who just buried himself. Well, like you said, he was 39 years old. He didn't win that fight. I don't know how you could even think he won that fight. How do you know If he even admitted he lost the fight, how are you going to go over top of him and tell him he didn't? He did won? He doesn't think he won! He obviously didn't think he won the fight! You act like he's a nice guy. He didn't win the fight. He kicked the guy twice and the guy's legs get hurt. Oh my god! Well, geez, how about the punches he took? You act like he didn't do anything on top, then how the hell do you have 195 strikes, dude? How do you have 195 strikes landed and only like 80 of them were significant? Yes, I get that. But that means all the other strikes came from when he was on top of the guy. That's why they couldn't bring him up. That's why they could do nothing, because he was winning the fight. Those are 10-8 rounds, then, if you ask me. Jeez, old Peachy, 11 minutes control time. They all came the last two. Well, what? It's a draw. That's a draw. No. The guy switched. By the way, the guy is a switch stance fighter. Okay, so yes, it's not going to be out of the realm. If he gets kicked in the leg, he's going to switch to the other stance where he's still damn good at. He does them both. Good God, man. You guys, man, I'm getting louder and crazy. You tell me I'm a felon, I'm going to act like a felon. Come around me, I'll bite your ears off. Well, yeah, I would. I'd low blow you, too. I'd poke you right in the eye. I would do it all. I'd put your tongue out of your freaking mouth, and then I'd freaking do something else. I don't know. Is that possible? I'd be able to pull your tongue out of your mouth. I lost it there, but it was, you know what I meant. You know what I meant. I'm a crazy MF-er. Let's pick this fight card for Saturday. What is it? By the way, Dana White did something like a man would do. He said, neither of you won the gosh darn fight. We already got another title fight coming. Because he owns a company, and my bad, man. He runs it. He runs the show because he did that. Well, he snapped that wibber right there. Oh, yeah. He probably made the score, too. Because what else he said was pretty good. He probably right. You know, you should have actually went to finish the guy. You already beat him up that bad in two rounds. You might as well have done it in the third. But yet, you coasted. You coasted. You let Patty act like he's the one who coasted. And, he won the fight. Dana White was making the score. Dana White's judging these fights, obviously. There's no score. That's why that guy came in the ring to... That is exactly why that guy came in the octagon. From that day on, Dana White's been judging these scorecards. He had to have been. He's picking the winners. He does it at freaking Dana White Contender Series anyway. He does it here. I'm telling you, when they were in New York, that guy came out and switched the freaking card and everything right in front of everybody and said, this is what's going on. These judges suck. I pick the winners. This isn't coming from me. This is coming from the boss. That's the winner. He won. She won. He won. She won. They won. Draw. Nobody wins. We already got a title fight set up. I set it up in the third round when I said these guys are looking like little wishes. There's a title on the line. Get it? That's what I said. That's what I did. That was Dana White. Way to go, man. I'm back on the side. I'm back on the bandwagon. Woo! Yee-haw! I've always been the bad guy's bandwagon. I'm just saying you were wrong, man. Nobody tells him he's wrong either because he's a fighter. He's a real fighter. He made this sport. He did, man. I'm telling you. But nobody's living by it anymore. Nobody's living by those rules anymore. So what? We got to go find another organization to make. You're going to have to, man, because ain't nobody in the UFC calling nobody out. They could care less. They're all like, I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight. Just pay me, man. I pick what I want to fight. You're giving me all that anyway. Yeah, I pick that one. I'll fight now. Will I talk? No, not really. The only was from this guy who's obviously Chael Sonnen Jr. because they call him Patty the Patty, and he doesn't think he ever loses. And he thinks he's great. I'm just saying, it just it's resemblance. And he does have 3 losses on his record, though. Those apparently never happened either. Just like he's running from Ilia Topuria. That's not true. Hey, let's take this one. We got Al Okazuzuzuk. Nope, he's not going to win. I don't know what's going on there. He's fine. Oh, hey, Jake Matthews and Semmelsberger. Jake Matthews, let's grab him. Let's grab him. He's 9,200. He's looking good, looking good. We got Albazi. That cannot be Ryan Costa. That's the Costa coming back. I thought you fired this Costa. This, if that's him, if that's him, I don't know, man. What the hell is going on in this bullshit? Nope, this is the new Costa. This is the Costa from Brazil, and he's fighting Albazi, the guy who just destroys everybody. Destroys them all. Let's take him at 96. Let's see what else happens. I'm just playing around here. I don't even know the card. I haven't looked it up. Don't know what's going on. Maybe I'll put one on Friday. I don't know. I don't know these things. I could do that, or I could just be blackballed off of all the podcasts in the world for what I said earlier. Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey. Gotcha. Gonna do what I'm gonna do. Hey, Velismus is back. Everything's good. She's good. She got a new last name back. She got it back. She's good. She's good. She's good. And is she gonna win? I highly doubt it. Probably needs to have that money. That divorce probably expensive. All right, Sir Corian. Yes, he's coming back. Oh, no, he's fighting his Magalov. What the frick is going on? You know, you guys are real good. Real good. Let's just pair up the what the frick, man? Why you got all these little scumbags running like bitches? You got a pair of why? Because these are the only guys that will accept a freaking fight. How about you become a fighter, you little pansies? Now you got guys like you guys playing some stupid-ass game. Get the hell out of here. Fire the entire United States America on your roster, please. Do it because they're a bunch of bitches and they're looking like bitches. Now every single thing the country has said about us for the last 30 years, 35, 40, 50 years is coming to fruition. We're bitches. Look at you. Look at you. Look in the mirror and tell me you're a fighter. You're nothing. You're a guy who walks in a bar and gets his ass kicked by some bum on the side of the street before you even get in there. I don't know. I don't know what I said. Well, no, he's a guy who lives on the side of the street. He goes in the bar, hangs on the side of the bar till it closes, and he's the guy who kicked your ass. Well, Jack, you're a tough guy, aren't you? Americans. Pansies, dude. Good guy. Get him out of here. There's gotta be an American fighter at that weight class that would fight one of these two guys. That's all I'm saying. It's bullshit that they're fighting now. Stop it now. Just stop it. Stop this. Sir Corian, you already... Jeez, old Pete's man, you want him with... You put him up... Well, yeah. This guy's a killer. He's fought... Do you want to see this? Because this is just nuts. Okay, he just fought Gamera. He fought Gamera, who you thought was the greatest. Okay, look who he came into the octagon and fought his first fight against. He's a world champion. The world champion going for pound greatest. Yeah, real nice. Real nice. Now you're going to give him his Magalov. This guy's an Indian warrior. He's going to burn this dude. I'm telling you, have you seen him? He has a little faint in his eye. It's bad, Sir Curry, and you're in trouble. They're trying to get you out of there or something. Are you trying to get yourself out of there? But I ain't going to mess with the fight, but I tell you, I ain't going to pick a winner in that one. Good gosh, Alex Caceres is back. He's going to get his ass beaten in. He's going to get shrouded and rounded by Juliana Rosa. Take it. That gives us 7,400 to work with. What are we going to do here? Who's a little bunch of bitches on here? We could take... Oh, Devon Wynn's back. Take him. No, he's fighting Julian Marquez. Is that Julian Marquez? Jillian Marquez? Huh. Yeah, Jillian. Jillian with the beard. He's a good fighter, though. I like him. Hey, Battle's back. Let's take him. Let's just do it. Why not? I don't give a shit. This is tough. This is a tough one to do. I stopped it. Are we still going? Yeah, we're still going. We're still going. Let's take that woman who's fighting policemen. Let's take that woman who's fighting policemen. Kate McKenna. She's going to get you. She's going to get you. She's going to say, here's your payday. Hi-ya! That's what you're doing. David Dvorak and Martin Kopp. David Dvorak's going to take Kopp down all over the day and rag him all over the place. They ain't going to be on the feet for Kopp to even do anything to him. Let's see how many takedowns David Dvorak's get. Well, there's only loss against a guy. He gets none. Okay, he doesn't get any takedowns. He's got reversals. Oh, okay. He's going to get killed. Why do I think he got takedowns? He's just a boring-ass fighter. Oh, like I said, he's a boring-ass fighter. He says he's the Undertaker. He says he's the Undertaker. What the hell names these people, man? He's the Undertaker. Have you seen him? The most points he ever scored is 92. That's just, what the hell, dude? You get 30 for the win. You lost one fight every year last. But that in the UFC, you're a fucking sucker, dude. Who's this guy? Get him off the roster, too. Put, match him up with those little pansy Americans he got on there and take him. I'll tell you who's not. Cody Brundage is not. So we're going to take him. By the way, we took two Americans. I gotta get out of this one. We're gonna have to get rid of one of them, because you already know what I said about them. Is Julian Rosa one too? These guys are so good, they don't even get a picture. They got an American flag over their thing. They're loving people here. Hey, that's 500 to work with. Let's go with this one. Let's take Battle Ox, because I don't know who the hell he's fighting. No, Mahashati is a killer. I've called it before. I said Mahashati is a killer. Let's just do it like this, because this is going to be better. Kakramanov and Nurmagomedov. What the fuck's going on here, dude? Why are you guys doing this to people? There's a Nurmagomedov on the card, and he's not even up in the 9,000s. This is craziness, man. Who is it? Oh, Saeed. It's the kicking one. It's the kicking one, but Saeed's a killer. He's like, you guys, man. What the hell? These American pansies, dude. At least Cannonier and Strickland have to fight each other. I don't know, that weight class sucks so balls so much, and who gives a shit? No, it's 185. My bad. 205 sucks so bad, as it's like, who gives a shit? 185, it's okay. I don't know, your world champion can't beat anybody who knows how to wrestle, so that's okay. Let's see how that happened. He's going to keep it for no fight. Unless he can find somebody, he'll fight anybody. Pereira will, though. That's the thing. So if anybody steps in and steps up, could it be the winner of this? Probably. Probably. Hey, they're giving me a big $500,000 thing. Bobby the Bad Man Green versus Drew Dober. That's some two tough-ass Americans. Yeah, get it out, man. My bad. No longer pansies. They got two tough-ass Americans on there. Four of them. Okay, yeah. I lied. This whole card's full of the tough ones. Where are you running bags at? Where are these running bags at, man, that aren't on this card? Because this could have been an entire American card. Thank God it's Christmas time, too. You would have won an entire American card, right? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I would have thought so, but now you don't have it. You don't have it. It's holidays. Holidays and your United States promotion, yet you don't do it. You don't do it for us, huh? You're putting Russians on there for crying out gosh darn loud. Huh? Don't tell me your Kazakhstans aren't Russians either. We know they all are. They're Soviet Unions. We gotta go. That's a show. Is that the team I picked? I don't know. I don't give a shit. Have a good one. Take care. Later. Bye.